My name is Christine Atkinson. I am an American who has found a second home in Zanzibar, so I live in Zanzibar, Tanzania.
So what brings us together here in Finland is the fact that we're both involved in a course for teachers to help them to uncover sustainability skills in their students. Coming from Zanzibar, why did you sign up to the course? What's the attitude to sustainability there?
Well, I signed up for the course because there is a need for a mind shift in Zanzibar. Frankly, people aren't very sustainable in some ways, but in others, they are very sustainable. Mm-hmm. So in their day-to-day life, but when it comes to properly using resources and disposing of waste and just using sustainable practices within the tourism industry and teaching it in schools, there's a disconnect. But yet you see people in their daily life reusing products, reusing waste sometimes in a productive way, such as reusing plastic bottles for making juice or storing other things, or they definitely use their clothes a long time. They aren't it's not this overconsumption that you see in the U.S., for example. People aren't, buying a lot of new things. So they definitely, there's a lot of, we call them fundis, which they're various technicians that repair everything and anything. So if something breaks, there's always a way to fix it. Mm. And I love that. There are some good things, but I wanted to expand my mind and my knowledge base in terms of how I could possibly bring this concept to Zanzibar. But also, I now that I've been in this course, I see that it transfers worldwide. So I know it's something that I'll use no matter where I go in the world.
There's one practical detail which I'm really interested in, which is that you did a session with the staff and you said you had to have a translator. And I'm wondering, what's it like doing a training session where you're doing it through a translator? What languages were involved?
So the native language in Zanzibar is Swahili. And I am by no means fluent in Swahili. My native language obviously is English, and I speak some Swahili, but any of my training is done in my native language, done in English. So, it takes like double the time when you're doing a training and it's being translated. But then there's this thought as a trainer, like, well, is the message that I'm trying to convey really being conveyed by the translator? So you hope that there's no gap there, that it's because, for English, we're very proper and everything, it's full, complete sentences and so forth. And perhaps in Swahili, there aren't always the same words. It's not a literal translation of every single word in English. So, it can be a little difficult. But so I think you have to find ways in terms of evaluation, to really make sure that your message has hit home and that you were really successful in what you wanted to convey. I guess as I've been part of this class and a challenge that we had to do through the course was a zero waste activity, and I love that activity. My family really enjoyed it as well, but it really kind of brought up a big conundrum for me in terms of, okay, I'm trying not to have waste, but what do I do with this waste? And so Honestly, I didn't know where I could take my plastic or where I could take any cans that I might have had or old electronics that aren't working. And so since then, I have been able to find some sources, but I still don't know everything. And so there is a gap, I think, in knowledge there in Zanzibar of. I know I'm not alone, so I think that there is a problem in terms of awareness of where can you take these items and how can you do it. So I actually want to attribute my new job in some ways to this prosthesis course that we are in because we had to develop a lesson plan, and I am not a teacher, and so I needed to find a location to give my lesson. And so I went to a workshop on green entrepreneurship, and this business, Chaco, was a presenter. It is a fairly new business, but they've been actually around for about 8 years. It's a local business, and I kind of got an email that they were looking to hire for a general manager, and so I applied for that position. I told them about this class that I was taking, and that I'd really love to put some of this into practice, and I felt that I could really help propel their business forward in terms of sustainability. And so I got hired, and I'm now the general manager for Chaco, which was founded in 2010 by a couple, a woman from Holland, and her husband is Zanzibari. So and it's a wonderful social enterprise that really just incorporates everything that I value and that is important to me, and as I think that, and it makes a huge impact on the island. So they had a vision where they saw all the waste that the tourism industry was starting to bring to Zanzibar, but then in addition to that, they see Zanzibar is also an island of poverty, and so they saw all the unemployed youth that may be overlooked for employment due to lack of education, and sometimes it's just also lack of opportunity, as well as the women. Women aren't always given opportunity in Zanzibar because it's been traditionally a patriarchal society, so Chaco focuses on combining both of those. That is the mission of Chaco, is to help to reduce the waste in Zanzibar, but also providing opportunity and empowering youth and women. And so it's a really fantastic business that works on upcycling the waste and teaching these young people new skills. So the waste that we focus on is glass and paper, as well as Dow materials. So.